Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
We're back, live with more Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
Just the best team I've ever been around. The closest, toughest, most connected team I've ever been on. And our guys made it come to life. Everybody in the organization just straight ahead. No drag. Stack days. I love them. I'm actually, like, as great as it is, I wish the season kept going because it's just such a great team.
It's Mike McDonald, head coach of the Seattle Seahawks on the NFL Network. I think that's what you're supposed to say after you win a Super Bowl. It's the best team I've ever been around. Of course it is. You won the Super Bowl. You never won a Super Bowl before this. Can't imagine you did it with a better team. But it's great stuff. Proud of them. Happy for them. You love it. Obviously, every year, only one team can win the Super Bowl. So there's everyone else in the NFL that is disappointed. So you can't just be disappointed every year because you don't win the Super Bowl. That's how I feel. Disappointed didn't make it there. Disappointed that the Bears weren't able to test themselves against a Super Bowl caliber team in the Seattle Seahawks. But it did highlight some things. And so before we play some audio from the two quarterbacks that played today in the Super Bowl, of course, Seattle defeating the New England Patriots 29-13. Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you here on 104.3 The Score. I also want to ask the question, because I think this is important. And yes, the phone line is open. Phone lines are open. 312-644-6767. Got an hour left, so feel free to chime in with, you know, anything you like about this Super Bowl or, you know, where you feel like the Bears should be at. But the question I have for you, which might make you pick up your cell phone, I noticed that obviously there was pressure up the middle for both teams. And when you're thinking about the Patriots, they had two rookies starting on their offensive line. So I'm thinking about the Bears, and I'm thinking, okay, well, you know, a tackle is going to be very important for the Bears. A defensive tackle, right? Playing that three technique, getting some pressure up the middle. I know you got Grady Jarrett there, but follow me. And you're also going to need a left tackle, right? No Ozzie Trapillo. Braxton Jones, a free agent. And I think everybody would agree protecting Caleb Williams' blind side would be of the utmost importance. Now, granted, you can move Darnell Wright over to the left. You got Theo Benedict there, but you're going to want to tackle. So the question that I have for you after a game like this one is, if I were to tell you, you have the luxury of having either the best left tackle in the game or the best defensive tackle in the game, which one are you taking for the Chicago Bears team as it currently sits? 312-644-6767. Think about that, because I know you want there to be upgrades on the Bears defensive line. But do you want Theo Benedict blocking for Caleb Williams on the left side? Again, 312-644-6767. You need a tackle. But what side of the ball is it coming on for you? We'll take your calls right here on 104.3 The Score. Let's go out to him. Let's go to Brandon out in Morton Grove. Brandon, I know you want to talk about the game first. Go ahead. What did you think about this one?
Hey, what's good, Gabe? Thanks for taking my call, man. Just want to say thank you for being the Bears therapist all year.
Of course.
And I heard you on the call with Chuck the other night. Thought you did a good job. Just want to say that as well. And
okay.
Drop a dollar in the bucket.
Drop a dollar in the bucket. And that was you. Okay, Brandon. First of all, we're going to talk about you haven't been here for the beginning of the show. I got to get your opinion on what do you think the crew should be called of overnight callers, because you're a part of it, Brandon. You're part of a collective that calls in, but we want to name us. You know what I'm saying? Who are we? So I got to get that in a second. But thank you for telling me about thank you for the Bulls thing. I will be honest, in my mind, I was like, guys, I'm totally capable of doing this. And then I was telling my wife, she's like, you can do this? I was like, babe, I did color commentary for UIC. She laughed at me, by the way. I was like, back when I was in college, I did color commentary for the men's and women's basketball team. I was like, that's how much I love basketball. I did that. I was like, this is no different. It's just the Bulls. I follow them. So when I got in, the way it worked was the understanding, Brandon, was that I was not going to be doing anything of the sort. I was only going to be doing reads, and that was going to be it. But Chuck Swirsky and the wonderful human being that he is, you know, because people in that position, they don't have to give you the alley-oop, Brandon. They don't got to do that, right? They could just keep it to themselves. But Chuck was so nice and kind and allowed me to have moments during the game. And it was funny because Marshall Harris texted me. He's like, are you doing color for the Bulls right now? And I said, what's one step below color? Because that's what I'm doing right now. But it was a cool experience nonetheless. So thank you for acknowledging that. It means a lot because that was a really cool moment for me.
And then for the halftime show, I thought Santana was going to be a cameo. That would have been cool.
Okay.
There was one guy on the guitar. I couldn't tell who that was, though. I don't know if you knew.
Solo. Yeah, they playing the cuatro. They're part of like a bomba group, like a bomba en plena group that do the drums and the dancing together. I think it's the crest of Puerto Rico, and this would be the translation, algo así, something like that. But yeah, I thought the halftime show was phenomenal.
For sure.
Better than the game, Brandon. Better than the game.
For sure. Just, you know, it sucks that the Bears didn't get their chance at the Seahawks because, you know, the Bears had a high-powered offense, you know what I mean? And, you know, going against these high-powered defenses, I think you got to look at left tackle, you know, going forward. I think we've, you know, put that off for far too long, you know what I mean? Draft after draft, we always say we're going to build the trenches, and we never do. Hmm. You know what I mean?
So are you saying more so? Are your initial thoughts on that, Brandon? That 25th pick should be spent on that, or you think maybe you know have a couple cap casualties, save you some dollars, and then spend it in free agency?
I mean, if there's somebody in free agency, go get it. But it seems like there's more available free agents on the defensive side. But that being said, you know, going against or I look at it as like building a baseball team. You know, you kind of want to build it up through the middle. You saw Byron had a good game, their defensive tackle. Milton Williams, he had a good game as well. He was coming really close to getting Darnold on a couple plays. But that being said, I think they got to look at safety, too. You know, Byard, he did good for us this year, but he wasn't really in the box guy. You know what I mean? And you look at all those classic defenses, you know, like Palomao. I know we got Gordon, but he's been hurt. And, yeah. You know, in the playoff game, we had Conte back there, and that cost us a big playoff game.
That's a bad word in my house. I mean, Chris Conte. Chris Conte is a bad word in my house, Brandon.
I'm saying you gotta probably look at safety, man. Honestly,
all right. Who would you rather have? Who would you rather have back, Jaquan or Kevin Byard?
Man,
neither one of them.
Jaquan, man.
Oh, okay.
Jaquan, yeah, Jaquan. I guess.
Because he's going to cost you way more, too. But I hear what you're saying, though. You'd rather have a Jaquan to get a guy that can get in the box for everything.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. A guy that, you know, doesn't afraid to, you know, mix it up a little bit. But the game plan kind of was reminiscent of when the Bears played the Saints, blitzing Witherspoon.
Right.
And
off the
DJ
corner.
Had, Gardner Johnson, you know, kind of filled that role for us this year. And I don't know, maybe if he wants to come back again, but he didn't look good against, you know, one-on-one matchups this year. I don't know if that was subject because of DA's defense or what, but, you know, I think we need to look for like an Edelman type too, going against these, you know, top tier defenses. Is that going to be Luther Burden? You know what I mean? And, you know, look at these classic offenses. We got our baby Gronk, you know, and if we have our Edelman, you know, and then you got the Randy Moss, Rome, where's DJ in all this? You know what I mean? Where does he fit?
I wish Rome would have a couple Randy Moss catches in the end zone to make us.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
what I'm saying too, man.
To kind of get us there. I mean, you're making great points, right, Brandon? Where I don't know if we necessarily need to go get an Edelman. I would love for Luther to evolve into a better version of Edelman, for that matter. I think, you know, when you're talking about, I know you mentioned that left tackle is a position that would be of importance, the utmost importance to you. I when I'm thinking about this Bears, I do want better pressure on the outside. You know, like that speedy edge rusher that can either bull rush you or, you know, even be fast enough to you know, hit you with a spin move. What I've learned talking to, like, let's say Corey Wooten, right? Former Chicago Bear, him and I are good friends. And I'm always asking him, like, you know, why are certain defensive ends just so much better than everybody else, right? Everybody's playing the same position. He said, well, Gabe, you know, you either get a defensive end that is extremely strong and that can move you, or you get one that is extremely shifty, right, that can juke you out of your shoes so that you can't get that paw on you. And he's like, so the elite level edges are the ones that can do both, right? Like a Myles Garrett, where he can run you over, but he can also juke you, right? A Max Crosby doing the same. Khalil Mack at one point in his career. So guys like that. So I miss that on this Bears defense, where Montez Sweat might not be. He's more of the bull rushing type. I miss the elusive defensive end that can get you. So I say that to say, I lean towards the left tackle as well, as opposed to the nose tackle because I feel like the Bears probably should focus on the outside of that defensive line. Let me get your opinion on the name for the people that call overnight, Brandon, before I let you go. So I got a running list. You ready for this one? All right, running list of the people that call overnight, because I'm going to be doing more overnight shows, okay, sporadically throughout the week, not every day. But I got the scorekeepers. No noise. Grant, what did I tell you? When they don't make a noise, when I say the name, that's how I know it's no bueno.
No bueno.
No bueno. Scorekeepers out there. All right, here's another one for you. The Midnight Mob. You know what I'm saying? The mob already exists.
Yeah.
So it'd be like a faction of them, you know what I'm saying? The Graveyard Gang. And then we got the Night Owls.
Who?
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 You. You would be called the Night Owls if you were part of
it. I like the Midnight Mob, honestly, man.
I don't know. You laughed at the Night Owls. So I think, you know, you got the corniness, the joke within the joke. You know what I'm saying? I feel like you got that. Because you said you like what? The Graveyard Gang?
No, the Midnight Mob.
Oh, Midnight Mob. You know, Beverly from LaPorte.
The Midnight Mobsters.
What about the Mobsters? I don't know. Okay, the Mobsters. They got the mob, and then we're the Mobsters. Because, you know, the mob is everybody, but, like, the guys that are actually doing the work. Okay, we'll work on it. We'll work on it. But your vote's there. Midnight Mob. I got you. I appreciate you. Because that's what we want. We want regulars. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're at a bar, the people that sit at the bar, they're your regulars, and you want to take better care of them. You know what I mean? So you guys, if you guys are the Night Owls, who? You guys.
Who?
You guys. If you guys are the Night Owls, then that way it says, I don't know, Brandon. I feel like I'm breaking you down right in real time. You feel like you might have liked that one. No? Okay. Appreciate the phone call. As always, brother, make sure you call in. I'll be on Thursday going into Friday, so I expect to hear from you, all right?
Yeah, for sure, Gabe. One last thing.
Sure.
Is DJ closer to Stephon Diggs or JSN? Because JSN only had, 27 yards tonight.
Whoa.
And I don't know. Well, isn't DJ getting paid like a lot of money next year?
I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. Is he closer to being the best offensive player in the league or to a mid-level receiver in Stephon Diggs, right? That's the real question. And I would say he's closer to JSN.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, he does make those crazy catches, and
here, because this is how I would say it. Because I would say I've been breaking everything down into thirds today. So if you're looking at the top third of the wide receivers in the NFL, DJ Moore is without question in the top third. Without question, right? You would agree with that?
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, top third? I mean, there's probably like hundreds of wide receivers. He's without a doubt in the top third, top three. So Stephon Diggs, you would either say he's in the top third or the middle third, right? Either or in there.
Yeah.
And JSN's at the top of the first third, and Stephon Diggs is somewhere in the middle. I think DJ Moore is closer to JSN using that analogy right there.
I agree.
Okay.
But like, how many teams would want him on their team?
Who, DJ Moore?
In the league. Yeah.
Everybody. DJ Moore?
Yeah.
Mr. Reliable? Brandon, I can't say this enough, and I think this is what a lot of people are forgetting when they're thinking about, the Chicago Bears and what this was and how valuable DJ Moore was to this team. You know, being available, especially in the NFL, like, you cannot put a price tag on that. You know what I mean? Like, people are getting paid tons of money to miss games. And here you got DJ Moore not missing any games, right? And I've been throwing out this stat all day long in terms of his reliability, right? And what he's done for this team as I'm trying to pull up his games, right? So the last five seasons for the Chicago Bears, he has – where are my stats at? What's going on here? All right, here we go.
And how many drops did he have?
Hold on. Let's stick to one stat at a time, Brandon. All right. So for the last five seasons, last three with the Bears, DJ Moore has played every game. Okay? Let's just throw that out there. He's played in every game. All right?
He's earned his money.
And then if I go to Roma Dunze, right, you're talking about a guy who in this year alone has missed more games than DJ Moore has missed his entire time with the Chicago Bears. Like, think about that. That if you're Roma Dunze, you played in 12 games this year, you missed 5 games, you've missed more games this year alone than DJ Moore has missed his entire career with the Chicago Bears and in the last 4-5 years in the NFL. So, again, when you're talking about where does he land, you got to be one of the top receivers in the league if you're playing every game and you're performing at a high level. You know what I'm saying?
Most definitely. And, Caleb isn't always accurate on his throws, and his radius is pretty good. You know, if it's thrown close to him, he usually comes down with it.
Yeah, and I'll say like his productivity on the Bears, and to go to the argument whether or not he's, one of the better receivers in the league or closer to JSN than he is to Stephon Diggs. Now, the productivity, right, when he didn't even have 100 targets. Right, when you're thinking about guys that get 100 catches on he only had 90 targets this season. So if you're going to look at that, but your question was, how many teams in the league would want DJ Moore? Guaranteed, he'd have more productivity on other teams than he did last season with the Bears. You know what I'm saying?
True.
All right. Don't tell me.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Debo, he's been hurt, as well, and he kind of fills the same kind of role. Cooper Kupp had a big game tonight. I kind of see a similarity with him too.
Yeah.
So
he'll be a good mainstay to have on this team, Brandon. That's what I'll say. I appreciate the phone call as always. Again, I'll be on Thursday into Friday. Look forward to talking to you then. All right, brother?
All right.
Have a good one, man. All right. 312 644-6767. Gabe Ramirez hanging out with you live and local. Yes, you heard that right. So, you know, we're going to have a couple days a week, maybe, where I'm out here doing some overnights, servicing the crowds. You know what I'm saying? It's like late nights. You got to be able to take care of the people, all the people. And then, of course, we're on the FM dial now. So we're elevated a little bit. You know what I mean? We done stepped up. So we might need to put a couple people out there. But Brandon brings up some great points. First of all, he likes the Midnight Mobsters, which I don't know how I'm feeling about that one. Beverly from LaPorte thought it was too violent. She didn't want to be a part of the violent gang. She didn't want to be a mobster or a gang member.
Mm-mm.
So I don't know. We might have to lean towards Beverly on this one. The Night Owls is just funny, guys. Who? You.
Who?
You guys. You guys are the Night Owls. And somebody texted in earlier, said just the right amount of corny for overnight. That's got to remember, it's an overnight show. So that's what makes sense. All right, we will continue the overnight show. And of course, the phone lines are open. So we're continuing to take your thoughts, man. Got about 40 minutes left in this one. You can get your opinions in. If you saw the Super Bowl, or if you didn't, you know what the gap is between the Bears and the Seattle Seahawks, for that matter. Did what you see from Drake May change your opinion on anything? Maybe helped you validate your thoughts on Caleb Williams and him being the quarterback for you. The phone lines are open. 312-644-6767. We'll take your calls on the other side. It's Chicago Sports Radio. 104.3.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Score.
Kenneth, you're looking around, the confetti's falling, you just won the Super Bowl. What are your emotions?
It's just a dream come true, you know, because a lot of people, they'll play their whole career and never make it this far in their career, so it's a blessing. You know, I thank Coach McDonald and the team, you know, for sticking together.
That is your Super Bowl MVP, Kenneth Walker III, celebrating the victory. Seahawks take down the New England Patriots 29-13, and was a boring Super Bowl three quarters into it. Unless you like field goal kickers, you know, giving you 3 points every now and again. But a good one nonetheless, because you get to see next season. Now everybody's back at square one, including the Bears, as Ben Johnson so pointedly pointed out. That everyone starts at ground zero. And if you're not thinking that way, then, you know, there's a flaw in your system. And the Bears are there with the draft now. Oh, my God, the draft. we're going to be doing this for a long time. Is Grody going to be doing On the Clock? Probably not. Of course, you can check out Grody Today, Raheem Harris and Grody. Middays, you got Spiegel and Holmes in the afternoon. Got some great stuff. I'm sure they're going to have some great angles on the Super Bowl. But coming up in just about an hour, you got Mully and Hall, but coming up in half an hour, Dustin Rhodes with the pregame show. Make sure you're hanging out for that. I am Gabe Ramirez, hanging out with you until then, giving you a little sauce, a little sasson. No, it's not just because Bad Bunny did the Super Bowl and then I get on the radio. Of course not. We'd love for it to work that way. But here to give you a little sauce overnight and be here for you, man. Live and local. That's what we're doing. Not just because we're on the FM dial, but we want to take care of our Chicagoans and give them some. I cannot tell you how many people have been texting in and calling in saying that they're glad that the national stuff is not on overnight. I get it. If you're up overnight and this is your, like, when you work and this is your commute, you want to hear some local radio, too. And that's what we're giving you guys today for another half hour, as mentioned. Let's go out to the phone lines. 312-644-6767. I asked the question. I said, if you can have a tackle for the Chicago Bears team to improve them next year, would you want it to be a left tackle or would you want it to be a defensive tackle? You get to have one of the choices. What is that for you? Let's go to Dave out in Frankfurt. Dave, welcome back.
What's
man.
Up,
good to
Gabe?
Talk to you.
How are you this morning, man?
Chilling, brother.
Good, good. To answer your question, we need a defensive tackle, man. We need somebody to disrupt the interior and cause havoc for the running game of the opposing running game and get us some pressure. I think left tackle, we have some guys who are capable of not being great, but, like, you know, taking care of business for us. The reason for my call is you were talking about Tremaine Edmonds, which in my eyes is probably my favorite Bear this year. He was definitely going to be a Pro Bowler prior to the injury. However, his replacement didn't do too shabby. Actually did pretty good when talking about Jackson on that side. We need a safety. Which one of the safeties would you say we're going to re-sign? Is it going to be Kevin or is it going to be Brisker?
It's interesting. It's going to be the more interesting question is which one of them is going to follow Ian Cunningham to Atlanta, right? I mean, he's going to ultimately end up taking one of them. It's just a matter of which one he's going to bring with him. I think for me, you know, Jaquan Brisker, his availability over the last couple of seasons has been questionable. And I think Kevin Byard, for what he does, which is really just leadership over a group, I think is valuable. I think you might be able to get him at a discount as well, just because he likes the direction of the team. He's long in the tooth, so you're not paying him like you would a Jaquan Brisker, who's probably going to want a bigger payday, right, because of how electric he is. So I think Kevin Byard makes the most sense from a business standpoint.
And Brisker was drafted by technically Ian Cunningham, so he's in love with him. I think he can have him, even though he played his best game in the history of his Bears career in that playoff game. But you got to lose somebody. That's called the draft. But we can always kick the can
down
the road.
But let's go back to your original point, Dave, which was your questioning of the wanting to cut Tremaine Edmonds, right? I mean, if you get to save $15 million, right, you're paying – just think about this. You're paying Kokoma $11.6 million. You get to pay, you get to save 15 by moving on from Tremaine Edmonds, a guy who, as you said, Ian Cunningham is Jaquan Brisker's guy. Tremaine Edmonds isn't Ben Johnson's or Dennis Allen's guy, right? So, I mean, and so for $15 million, that's a huge savings, especially when, you know, again, then this ties into what the whole conversation is about. If you think defense tackle was the premier position for the Chicago Bears, is that where you're spending the 25th draft pick on? Is it the linebacker? Obviously, it's going to be best available. That's how the Bears are probably going to operate in this sense. But you can lean towards a particular direction, you know, based on what you think those needs are.
I don't disagree with your Edmonds, talk about getting rid of him for the $15 million. However, I did mention that he was heading to the Pro Bowl had he not gotten injured. He played better than he did under Eberflus this year, you know, under the Dennis Allen. But we do have to save that $15 million if we're going to get a defensive tackle, possibly another pass rusher. And then I kind of would like to get rid of Dio. I mean, I think he was a waste of money. I mean, I don't know what the ramification of getting rid of him are.
I mean, I think, I if I'm not mistaken, what was it, a two-year deal? I'll go look that up right now.
Three.
Oh, it was a three-year deal? Yes, I think a lot of that's probably, I mean, you got it. It's, he's just going to be a rotational piece. It sucks that you gave him the money, but at this point, it's just, it's what that is. I think you got to save money in other areas.
I wanted Sweat, and he ended up going for a few million extra to the Cardinals, and look at the year he had. So I don't know what they were thinking, but I think we should get rid of him as well, to be honest with you.
Montez Sweat?
No. The one that went to the defensive end from Philly that went to the Cardinals. Josh Sweat. He's the one that we should have went after.
I see. I mean, listen, it's interesting, right, Dave? Because if you watch the Super Bowl, you just see it's not one individual, right? It's not two individuals. Correct. It is a unit, and you have to play as such. And both Seattle and the Patriots, their defense was playing at an extremely high level last night. And I think we saw the gaps. You know, what I was saying, the gaps really is not necessarily just on the front four, right, but in the secondary, where we value guys like Jalen Johnson. We were just talking about Jaquan Brisker and Kevin Byard. You throw Nashawn Wright in there, we value that secondary as, you know, a top secondary in the league. But when you look at the Seahawks and the Patriots last night, I mean, those were real secondaries, right? Those were elite secondaries that were playing at an extremely high level. So I think it's not – I think you have to reevaluate everything if you're trying to be that good, right, where it's not just –
And I hope we don't re-sign Nashawn Wright because, you know, he's gonna need big money and his stats are deceiving. I mean, if he doesn't get a turnover – it's a catch. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I was kind of getting aggravated with him towards the end of the year.
I mean, this is a guy who wasn't supposed to be depended on, right? The assumption that it was going to be Jalen Johnson and Tyreek Stevenson.
Correct.
And then you started hearing rumblings in training camp, right? Like, damn, this guy, Nashawn Wright, is making a name for himself. And maybe he might supplant Tyreek Stevenson. Then Jalen goes down and you're forced to use him. So, you know, right. I think you have to, you know, appreciate him for what he was in that moment. And I think he also understands he's not trying to get paid like a top-tier starting cornerback in the league, but he also understands that he's serviceable and good enough.
But I'm hearing $10 million a year and $15 million a year, and I would not pay him that.
So, in my producer, Grant Leader, today and I were talking about this. You know, if you're cutting Tremaine, if you're moving on from certain guys, there's going to be a lot of holes. Right? It's going to be a lot of holes. And so if you're thinking about the cornerback position, you know, that too. You know, it's like if you're not signing Nashawn Wright, if you're not, you know, if you don't feel comfortable with Tyreek Stevenson, then what is your secondary going to look like with Jalen Johnson? And then who? Are you going to go draft somebody? Are you going to go spend $10 million anyway on another cornerback? It's like we need the solution there.
In the beginning of the show, Gabe, you made a great point. You said Seattle had a really, really solid defensive back room. And today, five out of the seven sacks, I think, were by the defensive backs.
I mean,
by Seattle.
It's great game planning, you know? Know when to come off the corner. Hey, Dave, I appreciate the phone call. Let me get you one last question before I get you out of here. Because you're a regular. You call in the 4 o'clock hour typically. So I'm trying to get a name together for, since you've been listening since early, I'm trying to get this name together for my people that are calling overnights. You know what I'm saying? We got to get a crew. We got to be called something. So I got I got the scorekeepers. Okay, see, Grant, I told you, when they don't make a noise after the name, is it? All right, scorekeepers, I got the Midnight Mob, you know, because we already got the Mob. It could be the Midnight Mob.
I kind of like that.
I got the Graveyard Gang, you know, little gangsters.
Oh.
Okay. And then I got the Night Owls.
Who?
Who?
Okay. No, I'm digging either B or C.
No. Who? You. You're the...
Who?
You. You're the Night Owls, Dave. That's who it is.
That's what you're calling me.
All right. So who? What? Which one did you like out of those?
I liked the.
You got scorekeepers, Midnight Mob, Graveyard Gang, Night Owls.
Who?
Graveyard gained, I'd like. That's my personal opinion.
All right, all right. You could be the leader of the graveyard.
Because I feel like we can hold it down.
Oh, I have no doubt about that. If I was walking through a dark alley, Dave from Frankfurt is who I'd want following me down that thing. The graveyard game. I don't know. I'm not there yet. I'm not there with. I'm bummed that people aren't getting the humor with the Night Owls.
Mine's the scorekeepers.
You should have said who.
Oh, my bad.
That would have been.
Try again.
People are just not getting my pun with the Night Owls.
Who?
The Night Owls. That's who you guys are. See, it's not. Maybe I'm delirious. It's 4 in the morning and
I'm delirious. It's 4:30 in the morning, yes.
I'm delirious and it's not. But you like the scorekeepers. The scorekeepers to me sounds like you're going to be holding a Bible and like we're going to have a Bible study because there's the scorekeepers. There's something there. If you're Christian, you know the connection there. It's like something there. And then the Midnight Mob, I did like that initially, but then I realized that the mob exists. So the Midnight Mob, I don't want to be a faction. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. And then Graveyard Gang, not there yet either. I guess I'm just disappointed that not everybody likes the Night Owls.
Who?
I chuckle. See, I chuckle. But
you got to get Baby T on it too, because if he doesn't know about it, you're just gonna like be silent for like 3 seconds.
No.
Be like,
Baby T will pick it up quick. He'll be ready to roll. He'd be like, I don't know, Gabe. I think I like the Night Owls, man. I think it'd be something like that. I think it might be. I leave the impersonations for Grody. I don't really do that, but that was a good Baby T right there. All right, let's see. We got one more break before we get up out of here, man. So phone line is still open, 312-644-6767. Now is your opportunity if you're going to get a call in to actually have a vote on what you could potentially be called. Because as mentioned, I'm going to be doing a couple more of these overnights. So if we're going to be hanging out together, we got to be called something. And so we got scorekeepers, the Night Owls.
Who?
The Night Owls. Midnight Mob, Graveyard Gang. There's some other ones in there, but we've crossed those out. Right? We said the Lake Effect listeners, that's not gonna be a thing, right? And nothing with my name in it, we canceled that out. The Streetlight Society. It's too long. It doesn't have that punch to it. Yeah? All right. Well, I'll troubleshoot that. But in the meantime, phone lines are open so you get an opportunity to chime in on so many things that happened last night. Of course, the Bulls take on the Brooklyn Nets. A lot of moving pieces there. Dollar in the bucket if you want to talk some Bulls. Then, of course, last night, the Super Bowl, Seahawks being crowned champions. Kenneth Walker III, MVP of the whole thing. Did you notice any gaps between the Seahawks and the Bears? What were those for you? And don't forget, this is still a therapist safe zone. So if you had some internal feelings about the Bears while you were watching the Seahawks, I would love to hear what those were, because maybe I could validate them. Maybe I was feeling the exact same thing. But again, phone lines are open. Dustin Rhodes coming up next with the pregame show at 5:00, leading you right into Mully and Haw. They got Ross Tucker at 7:00. They got Olin Krutz at 9:00. And then, of course, Stacey Dales will be somewhere in between. They're still trying to lock that in. But a great show, nonetheless, coming up. But one more segment for you. Again, 312-644-6767. I am Gabe Ramirez, and you're listening to 104.3 The Score.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on Auto Trader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's key.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town.
You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
We're back, live with more Gabe Ramirez on 670 The Score.
Just hearing reggaeton is taking me back. Bad Bunny's halftime show. I don't know if you... So for those of you that don't know, it's Gabe Ramirez, 104.3 The Score. For those of you that don't know, so during Bad Bunny's run in Puerto Rico, he had what was called La Casita, like basically like a little house, and he had it in the middle of the stadium. But you know how some performers, they'll perform in the round so that that way no one feels left out and everybody can have a good seat. Well, La Casita was basically that. It was this house that was in the middle of the stadium in Puerto Rico, and inside the house would always be celebrities. You might have seen LeBron James being there. A lot of celebrities from around were coming to this casita. Well, last night, they brought a version of La Casita to the Super Bowl. You saw it in the middle. But did you get a chance to see who the celebrities that were there? Yeah, Jessica Alba was sitting in there. Pedro Pascal was sitting in there. Karol G, Young Miko, another Puerto Rican artist. Cardi B was there. Alex Earl was sitting in La Casita. And then, just like he did in Puerto Rico, Bad Bunny would perform on top of La Casita. So he'll go down there and there'd be DJs and something. But essentially, he'd be on top. And that's where he'd bring out, like, guest performers. That's where that would typically happen. But again, the fact that he was able to do a four-hour show, that's what his residency was, like a 3-4-hour show, condense it down to 15 minutes and still get the same kind of output. I thought it was incredible. So excellent job by Bad Bunny there. Gonna take some phone calls before we get up out of here in just a few minutes. Text messages are coming in, and we got some funny ones. We got the Bad News Bears for overnight crew names. I don't like that. That's too harsh. Somebody said Night Owl was fun.
Who?
I mean, that's good. That's good time right there. He said, and so is Dreamers. It's like, you Dreamers. Know, it says Dreamers and Nightmares. Like, that's what they said. That was crazy. Somebody said, Puerto Rican question for Gabriel. They put patellas, but I'm 100% positive they meant pasteles, which is a little Spanish lesson for you. pastel for like Mexican people means cake, right? But for us, pasteles is like a little, like a, almost like a tamale, but it's not. That's too deep. Anyway, with or without ketchup, with ketchup, no anything. What's night owl in Spanish? That's great. That's great. I gotta go look. I don't even know what it is in Spanish, but I gotta go look that up. What is night owl in Spanish? This is great. Night owl in Spanish is bujo nocturno. A bujo, right? El bujo sabe más que tú. That's one of those sayings. But bujo nocturno, that's terrible. We're not doing that. Grant, I say no to that. Nothing in Spanish. Nothing with my name and nothing in Spanish.
Okay.
That's too much pandering right there. We're not doing that. I do like the night owls, though.
Nocturno.
Nocturno. All right, let's go to Paul on the road. Paul, you might be the first.
Good morning. How you doing?
You might be the first official member of the Night Owls.
I think I got a better name for you than Night Owl.
Ah, I thought you were going to say who, but I'll go with it. What is it?
Who? I'm not Drake. Okay, Night Ballers.
The Night Callers instead of Crawlers? I see what you
night
did.
Night Ballers. Ballers.
Oh, Night Ballers.
Night Ballers.
Okay. Okay. We'll get that on the list, Grant. We'll get that on the list. Maybe this might take some time to get. Oh, that's it. Oh, that's it, Paul.
Yeah, that's it. I'm just listening, driving along.
I know, because you're a regular, Paul. That's why it's surprising to me. You know, like, but I like it. You're bought into this so much that you wanted to give your vote. So thanks for the call, Paul.
I got one more thing to say.
Though. Oh, I love it.
One more quick thing.
I'm ready.
I think the Bears could have played Seattle. I think they could have played. I'm not saying they beat them, but I think they could have played them really tight.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it would have been a good. I think it would have been a good matchup. I think that's what most of us were feeling while we were watching that game yesterday. Like, you're watching that game and you're like, Bears were better than the Patriots. I know, that's what I thought. Like, I thought the Bears were a better team than the Patriots. But then again, I'm wearing my Bears goggles. You know, what else am I supposed to say in that situation? Again, I think I felt it. I felt it when I said that, like all the emotions come back from the Rams game. I can't say it enough. If the Bears would have lost to the Rams by 10 or 20, I don't think it would have bothered me as much. The fact that they lost a game that they should have won is the bothersome part, because then you never truly lost to a team that was just flat out better than you. And that might have been the case if they went up against the Seattle Seahawks, but it would have been good to test it. That's why you want those tests. You do it for a reason. It was like the Detroit Lions game, second game of the season. You wanted to test. Is it third? Third game of the season? It was Vikings first. No, Vikings then Lions. So you wanted that test because you felt like you were better than the Vikings. You're like, okay, that was just a bad game. All right, now let's go put it up against a good team. And you got your ass whooped. And that's fine, because then you were able to see, right, what the gap was, what you needed to do. And then the Bears were able to close that gap by the end of the season when they played the Lions at the tail end. So, again, you need those moments so that way you can kind of see where you're at. And it would have just been good for the Bears. Now, make no mistake about it, Bears fans. The Bears play the Seattle Seahawks next year in Seattle. Why do I know this? My group chat, I told you, we go on a road trip every year. And so we already knew what the road games were, and Seattle's one of them. So the Bears are going to get their opportunity to go up against the defending Super Bowl champion, Seattle Seahawks. Now, that's fun. That puts a smile on my face, thinking about the litmus test that will be. Now, there you go. You're going to get your chance, Bears fans. What you going to do against that defense? You sure you still want that nose tackle? You sure you still want that stout front four instead of a left tackle to protect Caleb Williams? It's a good conversation nonetheless, and one that we'll be talking about for quite some time, because these are the comparisons that need to be made. If you want your Bears to get to that, trust me, Ryan Poles, listen, you were feeling that way about the Chicago Bears watching the Super Bowl? I promise you, Ben Johnson and Ryan Poles were thinking the same thing. Whether they were thinking about the gaps or what they need to do in order to get to that level, or if they thought themselves that they could have put out a better effort than maybe the Patriots, or that they could have put on a better effort than the Rams did in the NFC Championship game. They were thinking something along those lines. But that's what you should want. You should want your team, your front office, your coach, the players themselves thinking about that gap between where they are in the present and what the best team in the NFL, you say that with a little asterisk, but best team in the NFL, that gap between the two of you, that's what you got to fill. And I think the Bears are going to do a great job of that, whether that's in free agency, whether that's via the draft. You also got to remember the Bears are now, they've changed the narrative where now they are a team that if a wily veteran wants to get on a winner, the Bears are now one of those teams that could get somebody for the low. So you never know. With that being said, it has been a pleasure because this one feels different, guys. This wasn't a Bears overnight. This was just a regular one. And I got to shout out somebody that really held it down today, and that is Grand Leader. Excellent job, my friend. It's not easy to produce a five-hour show about nothing. But we did it. We did it nonetheless. All right, coming up next, Dustin Rhodes with the pregame show. He's going to take care of you. And as mentioned, Mully and Haw, they got themselves 1-2. Don't forget, Olin Krutz at 9 o'clock. Definitely going to want to make sure you stick around for that. All right, mi gente, that means my people. Hasta la próxima. That means until next time, I am Gabe Ramirez, and this is Chicago Sports Radio, 104.3 The Score.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players Inc.